The film will qualify for the Australian producer offset, which is a 40% tax rebate on qualifying Australian production expenditure. As a co-pro, that also includes production expenditure in the co-production company. And we have, Australia has official co-production treaties with a number of countries, including France. Some of that is cash flowable, yes. There are funders set up that cash flow the offset, such as Fulcrum Media Finance in Australia. There are a bunch of them, and the Irish Bank was doing it for a while, but there are a bunch of people out there who cash flow the offset. So you're essentially paying interest on the offset because it's assumed. You actually apply for a certificate retrospectively, but you're better off getting it in principle up front from Screen Australia. That's a federal government incentive. Then there are state government incentives to attract production to the state. So there's both investment from the state funding agency, such as Screen New South Wales, but also they can provide additional funding as part of their location offset. Sorry, not location offset, that's the federal, and that's for offshore productions, for their local production incentives. The eligibility is that the IP has to be originated in Australia. It's got to be predominantly Australian, originated in Australia. But if it's an official co-production, then that IP can be shared with the co-production producers. It's got to be, the writers have to originate in Australia. There'd have to be a certain number of cast who are Australian. But it's a kind of a matrix. There is no doubt that this film will qualify.